So in all three Gospels, we have the account of transfiguration. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In all three Gospels, before and after the account of transfiguration is same. So if you look at Matthew, Peter's declaration about Jesus, Jesus says, I will be rejected and will die on the cross. Then comes transfiguration, and after that, he goes out in powerful way and heals this boy with a demon, a spirit. It's the same in Mark 2. Mark also talks about the declaration of Jesus as the living Son of God. Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. I will go to the cross and will die on the cross. And then comes the transfiguration, and then comes the boy, healing of the boy with the spirit. And the same thing in Luke, the declaration, foretelling of the death, transfiguration, the healing of the boy with the unclean spirit. But in Luke, there is one thing is different, or one thing is mentioned very clearly. In Luke, only in Luke. And year C, this is year C in our liturgical calendar, and it is the year of mercy, and Gospel of Luke is also called the Gospel of Mercy. In Luke, there is one thing is different. It says, Jesus took Peter and John, and he went up to the mountain to pray. Not in Matthew, not in Mark. In Mark and Matthew, it says, Jesus took the disciples and he went up, Peter and John, and he went up and he transformed them, transfigured in front of them. Simply says like this. But it is clearly mentioned in Luke that he took the disciples, Peter and John, to the mountain. He went up to pray. And this is a big theme in the Gospel of Luke. In front of every important action of Jesus, it is clearly mentioned that he was praying. So if you look at the baptism episode in Luke, it says he went up to Jordan, and as he was praying, the heaven opened. And then before he selected the disciples, he went up to pray. And then he chose the disciples. In Gethsemane, as he was praying, then the episode before he goes into the cross. And we see the difference. In Luke, we see the thieves that is crucified beside Jesus. The good thief and the not so good thief, the bad thief. And in Luke only we have that saying about, you know, you will be with me in paradise. But the way Jesus faces the cross, we can look at him and say, there is a man who prayed. There is a man who got the strength of the Father and the Spirit deep within him. So we see in Luke, Jesus portrayed as a son who deeply moving in tune with the Father. Very important theme in Luke. Let's look at the transfiguration story. It is set in the night. It is set in the night. And Jesus, after foretelling that I will be rejected, I will be going to the cross and I will die. Anyone will have a fear of that. Anyone will have a fear of that. And in Luke, it is all written in a skeleton of theme called journey. And in a journey, Jesus is always walking towards his cross. I'm going to Jerusalem. So he may have some sort of fear and anxiety. Definitely in Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane, he had the anxiety and the fear. Sometimes when you get anxious, what would you call? You will call your best friend and then come over. And he will come over. He may be playing on the phone, maybe watching your TV. You're so upset. Why don't you talk to me? And then he started to talk to you and said, don't talk to me. Don't teach me. Shut up. So, but you just need the presence of your best friend there. It's like Jesus, his favorite disciples, Peter and John, come with me. I'm kind of a bit anxious because I told myself that I'm probably die and I'll get rejected. Now I need some time alone. Come with me, you three, come with me. And they're all asleep. But Jesus find resort in prayer. And the image in transfiguration, the imagery is it's night, and in the middle of transfiguration, when Jesus prays, there is this dazzling white he becomes. And St. Peter interprets later in his letter, he says like this, "For we did not follow cleverly about the things we have seen at transfiguration, his glory." And this is he what says, "We rely on the glory that we saw at that day in Jesus." And he says like this, "You will do well to be attentive to this. And we declare like this, it was as to a lamp shining in the dark place." Now, we know the power of Jesus. We saw him, how he becomes dazzlingly white. We saw his majesty. We saw him there. And now, the only way I can relate to that, a lamp shining in the dark. It's the same thing that happened in Transfiguration. A night, thick night, but dazzlingly white. And this is the power of prayer. You know, how do we understand in this particular passage in a Lenten season? The power, the transforming, transfiguring power of prayer. There is a word I really love in Hosea. Hosea chapter 14 verse 4, it says, "I will fall on Israel like a dew." Otherwise we would say dewfall. Have you seen dewfall? If you haven't seen dewfall, come onto the ground in a frosty day in Canberra. The deposit of water on the in a clear night, calm night, clear night. There was the developing dew, and in the frosty morning, you see this whole place is like white. Canberra, whole place is white. It's like the dew covers the plant, covers the grass. And Jesus, God says, "I will fall on Israel like a dew." You fall on, I will cover you. And when I was reflecting upon transfiguration, it's like the cloud covered Jesus. Cloud covered, embrace to Jesus. "My son, I cover you. You are in my glory. You know, whatever you are doing, I commission you, I am with you." And he gives this testimony of Prophet Elijah and Moses. It's like an embrace. A kid is so, a boy or a girl is so afraid, the child is so afraid. The mother comes and cover the son cover the daughter and says, "I am here, I embrace you." And there is one word in the Eucharist, second Eucharistic prayer. "Indeed, your Lord, you are holy. May your spirit fall upon this bread and wine like a dewfall." In the second Eucharistic prayer, let it cover me, embrace me. And there is another word in Psalm 91:4. I don't know whether you know this. Psalm 91:4, it says, "Like a mother covers its chicks," and chickens, chooks, mother hen, "covers his chooks, I will cover you under my wings." Psalm 91:4. So when God speaks about his love, there is all this embracing love. "Do you fall? I will fall on you. I will cover you. I will protect you." And when his son, when a person who really longs for God, when his person is anxious and afraid, when that person surrenders into God's hand, what he will do is cover us with his wings. He will fall upon us as a dew and moisture us. And under that dew, we are safe. Remember once, I was so tired after all the arguments and discussions in ministry last year. I thought, would I have been better off getting married? this was less tension than priesthood. Anyway, I was very tired, like literally my spirit was quiet down and he didn't know what to do. And after a while of whinging, I go to the Lord. So I did my whinging with the brothers and inside of me, and then I decided to pray. I went there and I'm still keep thinking about ministry tension, relationship. I'm keep thinking about. And I felt like a man, very tiry guy, carrying around an old God, very old God, and trying to minister to people, carrying a very old God, very tired looking priest. Then as I was praying and I said, oh, this is a weird image. Oh, Lord, no, I don't have any problem. I don't have any crisis. I couldn't accept what is happening within me. The next time, as I was praying, I saw another image in my prayer time, that instead of I am carrying this old tired God, this fresh looking God carrying me around in a wheelbarrow. And as soon as that image came, my entire mood in the prayer lit up. I was sitting down like this. I got up, sat straight, and then I started to focus. I prayed, I took the Bible, and the prayer time became so fruitful. And this is the power of prayer, transforms it. See how prayer transforms us? My humble experience. Of course, you have beautiful experiences. But my humble experience, at that time, I took my burden. I said to the Lord, this is too tough for me, this ministry. But then he gave me an image which transformed me, which gave me hope, which gave me courage. Bonnie, go and face it. Don't be a sook. Go and face it. And you know, that is the power of prayer. And the promise he makes is, I will fall on you as a dewfall. I will not leave you. And Jesus walks out of the transfiguration place. The first thing he does is, he is very active into mission. He heals the boy with the demon. That is the power of prayer. My dear brothers and sisters, at this Mass, as we pray, let the Spirit fall upon the bread and wine like a dewfall. Let us also pray, oh Jesus, fall upon me as a dewfall. Cover me, embrace me, give me a transforming experience in prayer. We don't need to be too holy or anything. We don't need to be like saints who had experience. We only need to surrender. Come to the Father, says, I'm really struggling to the point of death. I'm anxious to the point of death. This cup is too much for me. I can't drink this cup. My life is tough. My relationship are tough. My family is tough. Lord, I need you. And for sure, an image, a word, something from the Lord will transform us. He will fall upon us like a dewfall. It's just beautiful, embracing us, giving us hope, and we will be back on track, again working for him. And that is the miracle of prayer. And that is our transfiguration. Amen.